Hello, everyone, and welcome to Real Chat with Kat, a podcast dedicated to offering a growth mindset platform for us entrepreneurs, where we discuss everything from business, mindset, to life in general. I'm your host, Catherine Polsonelli, a business organizing powerhouse, personal development strategist, and owner of Agent Services Plus, a company focused on helping entrepreneurs just like you build, grow, and be courageous in their business. I'm so excited to have you with us today. So grab a cup of coffee or your favorite beverage and get ready to have some amazing conversations and fantastic takeaways. Let's jump right in. Hello, hello, and welcome everyone for joining me on today's episode. I am super excited to have this person with me today. She is one of my favorite people. So Iris, I'm so happy to have you here.
Thank you. You're one of my favorite people too.
I'm so happy to have you. So thank you so much for joining us today. Do me a favor, tell us who you are, what it is that you do, and what got you into it.
Well, okay, that's a lot. So who am I? Do we want the Zen answer to that or no?
Ooh.
I'm Iris Goldfeder. I am out of Lafayette, Indiana. I own Gas Stove Creative. We are an all-in-one marketing solution. A lot of people say you need to niche down, and I think that works for some people, but it does not work for me. So the people that we work with are people that do not want to have to do their marketing through 30 different people. They have one place to get everything done, and that's what we do. And how did I get there? God, that's a long story, but I started my first business which is not this one. We'll just talk about this one. And I started this out of necessity. I got fired from a company, and I kind of saw it coming, and I ended up calling one of my clients. I called all the clients to let them know that I wasn't going to be the company anymore. Mm-hmm. And one of them was like, well, they're stupid because I never did anything with them before. And you sold me a $40,000 a year, you know, contract. And I was like, okay. So he said, let's start a business together. And we did, but it was weird. Like, I kept everything in my name. Like, he was partner in name only. And when it came time to part ways, we were able to part ways. And then I did another venture for 3 years with another partner that was a little bit different. We talked about, you know, that one. And I retook over Gas Stove. Like, it never went away. I still had projects going with it throughout mm-hmm. the 3 years, but I kind of just like jumped into it again a year ago, and here we are. And it's been amazing. The first few months were a little like, oh crap. Like, I'm doing this. And it was really a matter of getting all of the pieces in place to be able to, you know, have this run the way that it needs to, but mm-hmm. it didn't. Here I am.
Have you always been, because I always find this fascinating when people get into like the marketing realm, or like, I know a gentleman that creates websites for companies off of his Kajabi is what he uses. And, but he's done that for several people. But have you always found yourself being like a creative person? Have you always like found yourself drawing and doing these? Cause I know when I look at that stuff, it just like, I sweat.
I mean, you know, I've always been creative. Like, I've always been like musically inclined, right? Like, I write music, I, you know, play guitar, piano enough to be able to write, and I sing. So I've always had some kind of creativity. And my mom and I used to do paint, you know, we used to paint together when I was younger. So I always had that creativity piece, but the marketing piece was interesting because I was in operations for a lot of years. And then I got kind of thrown into newspaper advertising sales, where I did have to be, you know, part of the creative process. I had to look at mm-hmm. what the, you know, pre-press was doing and how the ads were coming out and all that. And I never knew that I had an eye for it until I knew that I had an eye for it. And then the marketing piece came, you know, I was working with a company who was doing websites. And I learned how to do websites, which is something I never want to do, but you know, I learned how, and I find that, I have a really good eye for, does something look right? Like we're redoing my website right now. And it's just like, I never realized how like, okay, we know I'm type A, I'm a DI, Enneagram 8, you know, whatever. But, you know, when I look at it, it's like, that needs to be over to the right a little bit more. And they're like, oh my God, stop. No, it doesn't. It's to the side for a reason. And I'm like, okay, I'm sorry. I'll, you know, leave it to you. But with the marketing piece, I think what happened was So when I was doing newspaper advertising, I worked with a marketing agency who placed all the ads and all the other stuff. And I saw what they did. And I was like, oh, that's what, I don't want to be selling newspaper shit. I want to be doing this. And so I watched and I learned. I never asked any of them, you know, for anything. I just kind of like watched and learned. And then I started watching, you know, how the markets were moving and how, you know, what things were working, what things weren't working for people. I would see businesses in town do really good things and other businesses in town not do really good things, but knowing the difference.
Yeah.
And then going, oh, okay. So I ended up really teaching myself. And then I started, you know, doing some, you know, a lot of reading on it and on what, you know, what marketing is. And back in the day, and I was going to do a video series on this, there was a professor in Harvard, Professor Foster, and he was a marketing professor. And he came up with the concept of the four P's of marketing, which is product, oh boy, product, place, promotion, and profit, and or price. And when I read about that, it was like, And then how does that play a part in today's, you know, atmosphere, right?
Yeah.
Well, your place is your website. I mean, there are brick and mortar, because back in the 50s, when he did this, when he was talking about place, he was talking about a brick and mortar and how do you promote stuff? You throw a bunch of shit on windows, like 50% off sale, right? Like this. But now it's your website and your promotions are your calls to actions, your lead magnets, you know, all of those things.
Okay.
So it's so relevant today that I was like, oh. And so when I read that, everything just kind of clicked for me. And I was like, this is a no-brainer. I can help anybody with what they're doing because I understand, you know, what it is. And when somebody comes to me and they say, hey, you know, I need this, and we have an hour conversation, they realize that's not what I need. This is what I need. Because people think they know what they need, but if they're not marketers, they're not going to necessarily know.
Yeah.
Did I just go off on a tangent? I just went off.
I got a little bit of both. No, but it makes perfect sense though, because I mean, that's something that I talk about a lot with my clients, or if I'm doing a live or if I'm having certain conversations within groups, I'm always talking to them about find your zone of genius. And then if you have something that you're not that great at and you don't have a desire to learn it, why force yourself into it when you could find someone who's fantastic at it, like you, right, that has that eye, and then you take the pressure off of you. It gets done 10 times faster. You don't have to deal with the stress. And to be honest, it's going to end up making money for your business because it was done correctly, versus if you did it all yourself and then you're like, oh, well, that didn't work. Oh, well, somebody said this one looks like crap, or someone said this isn't even, and then you're constantly changing it. I mean, you could literally spend half of your year on and off screwing with something that you don't understand,
right,
when you could have just paid someone for several hours, you know, or a week of their time and have it done correctly. Now it's off your plate. You can hit the checklist and on to the next thing.
And look at it this way. What do you charge an hour? Right? So let's say you're $125, $150 an hour and you're spending 10 hours a month, right, trying to do this shit that's not producing any results. You just blew $1,500 a month.
Oh, true.
Literally, right? You just lit it on fire because you're doing this. You're not getting any ROI. You're not getting any results. And what you are getting is frustrated, stressed.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're costing yourself $1,500 a month when you can invest that, or, you know, whatever it costs, and look at it as an investment. And now you're not being stressed. You're not, you know, that same money that you were spending anyway in time, now you're taking those dollars and you're putting them to something that's actually going to work and get the results that you're looking for, instead of banging your head against the wall and all of that frustration. And people don't look at it. You know, people don't look at marketing, and it always blows my mind. They're like, well, it costs this much. It's an expense. It's not an expense. It's an investment. Because at the end of the day, if you don't have money to invest in your business, marketing is how you get the word out about your business. Marketing is how people find you online. They're not going to, you know, word of mouth works great, but for people that have never heard of you, or they heard your name in like a circle somewhere and they're trying to find you, you know.
Or you've got, you think that you're going to build your business around the people that know you, and it's even harder to build your business with them and get them to refer people to you or tell people to come visit you than it is a stranger.
Right.
So you've almost closed off half of your lead gen where you could be pulling from somewhere else. And I'm not saying that for everybody, right? I know some people are very heavy in their community and it works great for them. And it, you know, that it is what it is. But I know for a lot of people, if it's the only people promoting you is like friends and family, they know your backstory. And a lot of them aren't actually there to cheer you on. They're just like, oh yeah, no, great. Yeah. Congratulations. Right?
Right.
But they're not actually bringing people into your circle to help your business grow. They're just like the false cheerleader in the background who forgot her skirt. Wait. Right. Like, oh, I can't go out.
I love your sayings. I mean, that is awesome. I mean, and it's true. And here's the thing, right? Your friends and family can be your biggest cheerleaders, but they're your friends and family. Of course, people are going to be like, well, of course you think they're great. They're your friend or your, you know, whatever. You know, the biggest testaments are the reviews that you get, right? From people that aren't your friends and family, from people that, you know, have actually, you know, worked with you with, you know, the best thing that a client ever told me, it was like the best thing and the scariest thing at once. And we talked about this. At Christmas time, you know, my local clients, I go out and I give, you know, little presents like petit fours or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And so I go into one of my clients and I hand, you know, him his gift, and he hands me this giant basket. And I'm like, what are you doing? You're not supposed to be getting me anything. And he said, no, he said, I want you to know that what you do isn't lost on me.
Oh.
And I said, you know, what do you mean? And like I said, a lot of my clients are really good friends now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, Iris, he said, it's not lost on me that because of you, my guys get to put food on their table.
Mm.
And I looked at him and I was like, I mean, I got really teary because I never, you know, I always looked at it, what I do helps my client grow their business.
Yeah.
I never looked at it. That means that their guys can feed their families. So it put things in a completely different perspective for me. It also put a lot of pressure on me for about 2 months because I was like, oh shit, if I don't do my job, like, these people aren't going to eat. But the good thing about that, right? Because now you're like, oh my God, I'm responsible for them. I'm going to go to Outback or whatever and get them, you know, food, whatever. But I think that the cool part about that was it gave me a completely different perspective on how I looked at what I did. Yes, I help people grow their businesses, but now I come from an even more place, a deeper place of responsibility.
Yeah.
Because now I know not only do I help these people grow their business, but I help people, you know, feed their families. I help people be able to do things, go on vacation, like do the things, right? Like, I never looked at it like that. So now when I take on a client, you know, I always ask myself before, can I really help this person? But now it's like, can I really help this person? Because if I can't really help you, I'm not going to work with you. Because then I'm not going to be able to do my job. Not that I would do that before, but it was from a different perspective, a different mindset.
Yeah.
Now, you know, and it's changed things so much because now the clients that I get are 100% in alignment with my mission and I'm 100% in alignment with what they need. And it's a win-win and it's just been wonderful. And that takes a lot of stress out of it.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's kind of like for people that are starting in their business and they have this, I want to help everybody attitude, which I mean, I went through it too, right? Like even when I was in the medical field, I was like, I just want to help everybody. So I found myself not only doing like the administration part, but I would work the front desk and I would do therapies in the back and I would take over this place when the girls were, but like, I was the go-to person, but then you wear yourself out so thin that you actually can't help in the correct direction. I think that's why it's so important that even when people first get in business, and I know this is scary for a lot of people, but it's having that mindset of whomever I'm supposed to work with is going to come to me if I put out the right energy, right? Instead of I can help the world. And then when you get clients that you're like, this is horrid, you don't understand why, but it's because you're accepting anybody and everybody that walks into your space instead of, hey, I would love to help you, but you know what? That's actually not my specialty. However, like I'm partnered with somebody or I know this person, right?
Yes,
like
100%.
Find people that you can, like, that's a huge thing that I think a lot of people forget, especially in the entrepreneurial world, is partnering with people that do similar or different things so that you can help them grow your business and they'll help you grow yours, because right. We're not meant to do all of the things. And to be honest, I feel like you are doing a huge disservice to whomever you are helping if you take on a project that you know is not necessarily in your wheelhouse, but you so need that client or you so need that money or you so want to help someone. Like, you're doing them a disservice by not giving them to the right person.
Right. And so the beauty of that is, okay, so we all have, you know, power partners that we work with, right? We all have people that, you know, they may have the same ideal client, but mm-hmm. they offer different services.
Yeah.
And that's where it becomes, you know, perfect. Or, you know, like I have, because everybody that I work with is a contractor. Yeah, you know, I've been 100% transparent about that. I don't want employees. I had, mm-hmm. you know, employees a couple of years ago, had a project that was due and somebody hired them for 10 grand more. And they were like, see ya.
Oh, wow.
Oh yeah. And I was like, oh shit, that, what do I do? So I had a project yeah. that was due in 3 weeks and they left. And jeez. I was like, oh my God. So I reached out to the contractors that I knew, because anybody that I work with, I've known like forever and I, you know, trust with my life. And so they got it done. And from that moment on, I was like, nope, not hiring anyone anymore. Because yeah. at the end of the day, they have their own business. They're not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. And they're not going to screw you. They're not going to screw you, right? Because then that's their reputation. And so for everybody involved, it's a win-win.
Yeah.
So I know that I offer the best of the best to my clients. I know that for my partners that actually do the work, that I'm bringing them consistent business. And it's a win-win for everybody. And, you know, for me, it's awesome because I sleep at night really well, because I know that the clients that I'm taking on mm-hmm. are going to get the best product, the best service. And they get to work with me, you know, come on. So, I mean, you know, I joke about that, but in all honesty, you know, there's something, one of my affirmations, and I always, you know, talk about this is, you know, and I have these on my monitor, I am taking care of my clients and they are safe. And that is the most important thing in what I do, that my clients are taken care of. And they're safe. They know that, you know, that by working with me, mm-hmm. they are in damn good hands, because I'm going to make sure that they get the best of the best. And so that, you know, there you go. But
yeah,
but, you know, and I know that we were talking about, you know, knowing people and everything. Word of mouth is great. Right. I mean, it is great, but mm-hmm. it's not everything. And it's not going to grow your business to like 6-7 figures.
Yeah.
It's just not.
Yeah. But I love that though, because you have a standard that you hold yourself to when running your business. And I think a lot of people forget that piece when they're putting their business together, or your standard is just like, I mean, if I get them through it and they congratulate me, we're good, right? Like, you have to have an internal standard where, right, you know, like, I went above and beyond whatever I could do. I know that I didn't have the answer, so I went and found it for them, you know, to make them understand that, you know, this is what needs to be done. Even if I don't know, like, there has to be certain key points that you are willing to do that you can say, I know I did everything I could do. And then that way as well, when you get done with a client, if for some reason there's a fallout or there's an issue, probably because of something with them, right? Just saying. But if you have that standard,
it's never our fault, but you know.
But at least you could say, like, did I do everything that I could have done, right? Like, you can go back and assess that. And then if you did skip something, you can go back and say, you know what, that was my fault, let me correct it, right? But you have, right, a standard that you hold yourself to. And to be honest, that's another great way to grow your business, is having that standard instead of just the normal standard.
Right. And there's like an internal compass that we have to go by, right? Mm-hmm. You know, what's our North Star? And you know, for me, it's integrity, compassion, and empathy. That's it. So when I'm working with a client, you know, I'm, you know, 100% above board, 100% transparent. I tell them shit that they do not want to hear. But if I don't, then it's a disservice.
Yeah.
If I don't tell them that I see something that needs to be changed, it needs to be fixed, even mm-hmm. if we're doing a marketing campaign, and let's say we're doing it for 3 months and something's not working, I'm not going to keep doing that for 6 months. I'm going to say, you know, hey, Kat, let's kind of have a meeting about this, because I'm looking at this and this piece right here, we should probably tweak a little bit. But before we tweak it, I want to talk to you about it and explain why I think we should. Mm-hmm. This way, the client knows that, A, I'm always on top of things. You know, we have their best interest at heart. It's not just like, okay, well, it's not working, we'll just give it another 3 months and see what happens. No,
yeah.
You're spending however much money you're spending with me a month, I'm not going to let you throw your money out.
Yeah.
There's no way. Because again, I have to sleep at night. Right. So mm-hmm. if I look at everything that I'm doing, and if there's something in there that's going to make me have a bad night's sleep, it just doesn't get done, because then I'm not living up to my ethics. And,
yeah,
you know, and I think anybody that, you know, works for me will tell you that, you know, I, you know, 100% am, you know, and, you know, 100% transparent. And, you know, I always say, if they don't succeed, I don't succeed.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, no, I agree with that. And I think that there's a piece of being true to yourself, so personal authenticity to that as well. I mean, I giggle because I tell all my clients, whether it's in this business or when I was doing real estate, I would always say I come with a disclaimer. My disclaimer is, I am always going to be honest. I'm always going to be upfront. If I don't know something, I'll let you know, but I guarantee you I'll find the freaking answer. And I need you to be okay with me being upfront with you, because I don't sugarcoat shit. It doesn't work that way with me. I'm not good at it. No. I've never been good at it.
No, and I don't plan on it. And that's one of the things I love about you, is there is no, and that's how I am, right? There's just no sugarcoating. Why do it though?
Yeah.
Because who's it helping? Nobody.
Yeah. Well, and you're being hired to help someone in their business or in their life. So if you really are in that space of helping that person 100%, you're hiding part of your job by not stopping them when right. they're going the opposite direction. Like, that's one of the reasons why they should have hired you, right? And if you're not portraying that to your people, then that's on you for not putting that out there, because people need to have that standard and that boundary so they can know what to expect from you, right? Like, I'm really big on that when I talk with people, because I would rather know upfront that you can't handle it, or I'm too much for you, or my energy is, it's a lot more than what, that's fine. But I would rather you know that now than me do the work, us get partway through, and then you'd be like, yeah, I just can't, right? And then we'd be like, well, we could have settled this like forever ago. right? Like, you wasted my time. No offense, but you wasted my time. I could have sent you to someone that matched your personality better. I know that I'm not for everybody, and I'm okay with that. It's taken a long time to get to that point, but...
But you're there. And that's the thing. I told you, I had a coach who said, you need to be less you, which, you know,
is crazy.
It was crazy. Right. But I'm a New Yorker in, you know, Lafayette, Indiana. And I was like, oh, maybe the East Coast is a little too much. So I did pull back a little. Mm-hmm. And I got clients, but they weren't the right clients, because when the real me came out, they were like, holy shit.
Yeah.
You know, because I'd be like, dude, this just is not. This isn't working. You need to do this. You need to do this. You need to do this. And they were like, what happened to who I hired?
Yeah.
And then it was like, okay. So I told my coach, pardon me, to fuck off, fired him, and was like, I need to be me.
Yeah.
Because if I'm not me, I'm doing them a disservice, because, you know, they're hiring somebody. They're hiring. How do I phrase this? They're not hiring who they think they're hiring.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
They're hiring fake Iris. They're not hiring real Iris. And there's no such thing as fake Iris, you know, anymore. For that 6 month period there was, but now it's like, no, this is who I am.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to be in your face. Like, what are you doing? You know, I'm not, but I will, you know, sit you down and say, hey, we need to revisit this.
Yeah.
And what a lot of, not just marketers do. I think what a lot of people in business do is focus on the negative. You're not doing this right. You're not doing this right. You're not doing this right. Who wants to hear that? I would like crawl under a rock. How about, so you're doing a really good job on this. So we should focus on this. Let's expand on this. And then over here, I see there's not a lot of activity. So let's kind of focus on that more. That sounds a hell of a lot better than you're not doing this. You're not doing this, right? So I'm all about, you know, positive reinforcement. I want you to feel good about the effort you've made. Not, I don't want you to feel like shit about, because then you're going to go home and be like, oh my God, I suck. And we've been in those relationships where we've been made to feel like we suck, right? And, you know, now, why would I want to do that to somebody else?
Yeah.
I want you to feel good about what you're doing. You aren't the expert in marketing. I am. That's why you're hiring me. You're the expert in coaching. You're the expert in roofing. You're the expert in, you know, whatever, you know, trade you're in, whatever service industry you're in. That's where your expertise lies. And that's what you should be focusing on.
Yeah.
How do you help the client? How do you help your student? How do you help, you know, your customer? Let me handle the marketing for you.
Yeah.
That's where my expertise is, you know, and when people realize that, like my clients now, it's so funny because I'm working with a couple of coaches, which I never saw that one coming. Right. and I'm working with like a bail bonds company. I'm working with, you know, Mental Health America, our local, area, you know, we're doing like a podcast for her. And you know, the clients that I'm working with are all aligned. They're all aligned in my mission. They're all aligned in my ethics. They're all aligned in my values. And they get it. They get where I'm coming from. And they know that I'm coming from a place of service and a place of really compassion and empathy, because I don't want to see your business go belly up. I don't want to see you do the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Because if you portray your business the wrong way or in a way that isn't as easily consumable as it can be, you lose clients. I mean, you just know what you do. And
yeah, that makes
my
sense.
Job is to help you keep your clients and, you know, bring more clients to you. So
what would you say is some of the most common things you see people doing wrong in their marketing, especially your online?
They don't have a Google business profile. That makes me want to like just put a hole in my wall with my head. You know, that thing where they go like, you know, this. It's like I'm on stage going like this, except it's my head in my wall. Because they don't understand. So if you don't have a Google business profile, no one's going to find you on Google. They're not going to find you. They will find you like by Facebook, but they're not going to be able to go to Google and see who you are, what you do, what services you offer, what areas you serve, you know, any of that. They're not going to be able to do that without a Google business profile. You need that. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people just don't have it. And Google just made it, you know, they think they made it easier, but really they didn't. And Google is king. We all know that, but dude, you can lighten up a little. That's all I'm going to say. They've made it so difficult. But and then I think on you need to be where your audience is. Mm. And a lot of people don't get that.
Yes.
So my coaches, professional people, you know, we don't do social media, but we do marketing strategy, and we're going to tell you where you should be. You know, we're going to tell you where to go. So, you know, if you're in professional services, you should be on LinkedIn. That's where your audience is, right? I mean, 90% of the time. Mm-hmm. Is your audience going to be on Facebook? Well, they will be for their family stuff, but that doesn't necessarily mean that that's where you should be and that's where you should advertise. You know, are you a visual company? Well, then you should probably be on Instagram, right? I mean, because Instagram is very visual. Mm-hmm. Or even TikTok. And yes, I said TikTok. We'll just leave it at that. TikTok has a place. TikTok does have a place in marketing, depending on what you do. Yeah. You know, and God knows what else is going to be coming out. Facebook, you know, they're like, oh, Facebook is for the boomers. You know, sit down, boomer. Well, I'll just tell you that. Facebook is not just for boomers. Facebook is for communities and groups that, you know, you can build a community and a group on. You can't really do that on Instagram. You can't really do that on, you can do it on LinkedIn. You can build pods where you guys all kind of get together and, you know, share mm-hmm. posts and stuff like that.
Okay.
But it's not really a community.
Yeah.
Facebook, that makes sense. A community, right? Where people can, you know, all, you know, not everybody can join, you know, it has to be people of like mind and, you know, mm-hmm. like the dames, like Sabrina's, you know, community that she has, like there's communities out there, you know, Shannon Hernandez is one of the dames, and she has this community, like the joyful, Shannon, but it's like the joyful something, you know, community, and I'm part of it and I suck right now. But you know, there's different groups out there. People are like, oh, you should start a community. No, that's not, you know, that's not my thing yet. It doesn't mean that it's not going to happen. Because of my podcast, I have a lot of people going, you know, where should your former guests go and maybe talk and blah, blah, blah. And so I'm kind of throwing that around right now, but that's not going to happen for a while. Because I'm really busy. You know, so you have to know where your audience is. And I see a lot of people advertising or putting themselves out in the wrong arenas. Mm-hmm. And when you tell them that, they get really upset.
Yeah.
I've been on Facebook forever.
Yeah.
Okay. Has it gotten you any business? Well, people know that I'm out there.
Mm-hmm.
Has it brought you any business?
Yeah. Because there's a big difference.
If it's not bringing you business, then you're in the wrong place.
Yeah.
So, you know, I know like electricians that, you know, they'll post pictures on Facebook and it's like, okay, why don't you do that on Instagram? Because people on Instagram are going to see the pictures and they're going to see a really janked up, you know, I'm not going to say fuse box. What is it called now? It's not a fuse box anymore, but they're going to see that. And then they're going to see, you know, the way that it's supposed to look. Well, all the wires are all lined up right. Right. And you know that it's safe. You know, same thing with designers, but designers know they should be on Instagram. I mean, they're not, you know, Pinterest. You know, there's a place for Pinterest.
It is. And it's funny too, because I was just talking to someone the other day about this, that was basically trying to be on like all the platforms, right?
Yeah.
And that was a conversation that we had. And I was like, first off, you need to be on the one where your audience is. You know, where your audience has been or where you had those connections. And for her, it was Facebook. She's got a group and a couple of other things. And she's like, well, but I need to be here. And I was like, well, why? And she's like, well, because everybody's telling me I do. And I'm like, that's not a good enough reason. Like, we got to talk about that. But there's so many people out there that are like that, because there are so many stupid ads and coaches that tell you to do this, and people tell you that you should do that. And it's like, wherever your people are is what works for you. That's why you built your business, is so it's built by you. But let me come with a cautionary piece to it. Whatever your platform you're on, if you really think that that's where you're supposed to be, you need to be tracking it. So when you are posting, or when you are commenting, or when you are connecting with people, you should have a spreadsheet laid out of where that is coming from. And then if you find out that your platform, at the end of each month, you look and you go, oh, well, I'm not getting crap from them, but I'm getting people from here. Guess what? You should probably move over to the platform where you're getting people from. But people do not realize that they should be monitoring that heavily, especially if most of your business comes from social media or online platforms, you know, across the board. You really need to be paying attention to that and following it, so you know where you can make changes and where you can pivot, or where you can say, hey, I got a bunch of stuff here. I think I'm going to put more money into this piece, right? Versus everybody told me I should be on this platform, this one, and this one. And even though I'm on this one, I should try. Then you just overwhelm yourself. Like, I see that happen so often with so many people.
Because not every platform, you know, like if you're on Facebook, you can't put that same post on Twitter, because Twitter is only 140 characters or something. Mm-hmm. So you have to like stop, you know, you have this like long thing on, you know, and people don't realize it. And a good coach wouldn't be telling somebody where they should be marketing. They would be like, I'm here to coach you.
Mm-hmm.
I have a marketing partner who, you know, I can refer you to, who can help you with the marketing piece, because that's not my area of expertise. And I think that's the thing, is that people try to be all things to everybody.
Yeah.
And you can't. And how you know that you're with the right person, how you know that you're with the right coach, is they're going to say that. They're going to say, that's mm-hmm. not my, you know, my area of expertise is to, you know, help you be a better leader, help you mm-hmm. be a better business person, not the marketing piece. The marketing piece goes to, you know, marketing. And again, you know, owning your area of expertise.
Yeah.
I think that's, you know, and that's how you know that you're with the right person.
Yeah, 100%. People that aren't afraid to say, hey, I could give you some ideas, but when you're ready, let's go ahead and connect you with so-and-so, versus taking it all 100%. On. That to me lets me know where that person really stands. And I know that I'm going to get the best from them because they are willing to be honest with me. And to be honest, I value that. I know that every person that I've ever worked with has valued my honesty more than me feeding them shit.
Right. But that's, at the end of the day, that's what it's supposed to be. It's like, mm-hmm. you know, we offer all of these services, right? And, you know, I had somebody a few weeks ago going, well, you do this, this, and this. And they literally were like, you know, you work with coaches. Do you do coaching? And I went, no. I do consulting. I don't do coaching. I can mm-hmm. do marketing consultation. No, I'm not a coach. You need like certification in coaching for that shit, right? Like, you need, like, there's like this whole, you know, certified group that you need to be at. No, I can refer you to, what do you need?
Yeah.
Who do you need? Because I can refer you to, you know, anybody that you need, I probably know, mm-hmm. and I can refer you to them.
Yeah.
You know, you need a real estate coach in Tennessee. Whoo, happen to know one. So, you know, I mean, it's like, that's the thing too. You know, the more relationships that you build, the more your, I won't say Rolodex, because now I'm really dating myself, but, you know, the more your network expands and the more, you know, referral partners you have.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it is really, you know, a lot of what helps people businesses are the referral partners that they have, because they may not be able to do it. They can refer something out. Hey, guess what? When somebody needs, you know, a referral for what you do, they're going to be thinking of you. Mm-hmm. So it's all about, you know, it's all give and take.
Yeah.
Right. But it's really, you know, and also knowing and liking and trusting people. This is like the BNI thing here, you know, here it comes, but it's true. I mean, if you don't know or like or trust somebody, you're not going to refer them. You're just not going to, right? Like if we just met on the street and I said, hey, I'm like this kick-ass marketer, you'd be like, yeah, okay. And then somebody's going to be like, hey, Kat, I need a kick-ass marketer. Oh, I just like bumped into this chick on the street and she said she was a kick-ass marketer, so you should use her. That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
It's never going to happen. You know,
yeah.
What's going to happen is we're going to hang out. You're going to learn about me. I'm going to learn about you. You're going to, you know, vet me, you know, see what I do. And then you're going to make a referral because then you're going to know, you know, I do what I say and say what I do.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. I love this conversation. You are so coming back on so that we can BS some more and tell everybody what they shouldn't do.
Well, it's not telling them what they should and shouldn't do. It's guiding them on the right path, right? So that they can.
There are some do's and don'ts. People just don't know it. They're unwritten. Okay, people. No, I get what you're saying. No, definitely guiding. Everybody should be running their business the way that it works for them, but you should also be paying attention to the way you're running your business and be able to objectively see when it's time to pivot, when it's time to let go of something, when it's time to add something to your plate.
Yes.
Does that sound better?
Yes. I'm going to make you positive, damn it. You're like, no, don't. And I'm telling you not to do that. So look at me. So
do me a favor then, before we go and wrap up, what is your one quote or saying that you can pass along to the audience today?
So my favorite quote is actually from Yoda. So all you Star Wars, you know, nerds out there. And it's do or do not. There is no try. And I say that because when we try, we're not committing to something. We're trying it, right? And not that you shouldn't try certain things, but I really believe that when you do something, you've committed to it. You're doing it. You're 100% in. And when you do something, that's your trial and error. That's when you see, did it work?
Yeah.
I tried this. I did this and it worked, or I did this and maybe it didn't work so great. So now you do something else, right?
Yeah.
But trying to me is like a lack of commitment. And so I work on getting that word out of my vocabulary because you know, I think that, you know, doing is better than trying.
Yeah. No, I 100% agree with that. It's funny. I had a mentor about a year ago that I was working with, and I didn't realize it, but that was kind of like my go-to word, right? When I was doing something in the business, I was like, well, I'm trying to do this and I'm trying to do that. And they're like, okay, we need a new word. Like you gotta, and it's true. We don't think about it. And it's funny too, because once I started paying attention to it and catching myself and working to use a different word, I then caught my son doing it, my 18-year-old. And so I had the conversation with him, but that's when it like really like smacked me in the face. And I was like, oh, you keep using the word try. I was like, you're not doing anything. And then it was like, oh crap. Well, that was a lesson to, but it's interesting because we don't realize the impact that certain words have on how we make moves or don't make moves. Mm-hmm. It's really interesting. Like I have really, really enjoyed learning how to conversate in different lights or in different ways and seeing how the reaction is taken different or an argument is avoided because of the way you come across and the wording you use. And it's interesting because it's the difference between an acknowledgement and conversation versus a reaction to what is going on.
Right. 100%.
Yeah. 100%. So I love that.
Words matter. I mean, words really, I sent you the font thing, right? Did I send that to you? Where it's like my favorite thing. And it's like, font matters. And it says, I will always find you and I will always find you. And the one font is in this nice light, you know, I will always find you. And then the other one is in this like blood, really weird, you know, like I will find you. So I'll send it to you. It's like one of my favorite things.
Jimmy.
But really, I mean, words matter. And when mm-hmm. when you're having a conversation, when you're working with a client, they notice that.
Yeah.
You know, they notice the words that you choose mm-hmm. and your words that you choose affect the outcome of certain things. Like you said, an argument or not an argument, or
yeah,
someone's going to choose to work with you because you chose a certain vernacular or, you know, mm-hmm. way to speak. So, yeah. And I think that people really, and just in general, I think in life, we need to, where's your North Star, right? What is your North Star? What is the thing that you go to
mm-hmm.
all the time? That's who you are. That's your mission. That's your, I want to say go-to, but that's your internal compass.
Yeah.
That, you know, that's how I run my business, is I look inside, where is my North Star? That's how I'm going to run it. And I think mm-hmm. that, you know, when we get to that, and I think you do the same thing. You look inside, you see where, you know, your inner compass is and, you know, you go by it. So,
yeah. It will never steer you wrong. It's hard to follow sometimes, but yeah, no, I agree with that 100. So tell us, where can everybody find you? How can they connect with you?
3 years ago, I would have said in the club down. No. you can connect with me. That was when I was with my band. You can connect with me. I'm on LinkedIn. Gasto Creative is on Facebook. The Cookbook Podcast is, you know, also on my website.
Yes.
And, you know, the contact page on my website, you can contact me. You can get me at iris@gastocreative.com. I'm not giving you my phone number. but really all the places, you know, LinkedIn is where it's probably easiest to connect with me. Mm-hmm. And I know I'll let you know when your podcast episode comes out, because I'm like super excited about that. That's going to be awesome. Yeah, but that's where I can be found.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. I had a ball. I know everybody else is going to love this episode. So I'm super excited to hear the feedback.
I'm afraid to see this one. No, thank you for having me. This was a lot of fun, but it's always awesome. Fun hanging out with you. So,
well, thank you. Well, you guys definitely have to find her, go follow her, check her stuff out. I absolutely love Iris. And thank you everyone for joining us today and being a part of all the laughs and the no BS. Hope you guys got some amazing takeaways, and don't forget, until next time, do something positive each and every day for somebody else and see the difference that it makes in your life. So until next time, you guys have a fantastic day.
Hello again, and thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you absolutely loved what you heard, please be sure to subscribe, share, and leave a review so we can keep the good stuff rolling. Got something you'd love to hear us discuss? Then be sure to message me on social media and let's work together to spread even more amazing content. And if you haven't yet connected with me on social media, be sure to follow along at Agent Services Plus. I'm so excited to connect with you on the next episode, and until next time, be sure to find things that help you learn, grow, and be inspired.